This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start our day, let's start it with some time with God. The best way to start your day, any day of your life, is with your Bible open in front of you, your heart open to God, prayer on your lips, not necessarily a big prayer list, but rather an expression to God of your readiness to meet with Him, and sharing the fullness of your heart with Him, whether it's some tears and some brokenness, fear, even sadness and sorrow and grief, or whether it's excitement, love, happiness, a sense of blessing in your life. Either way, come to God, start your day by being open with Him, and then read His Word, allow Him to speak to you and minister to you. What better time to be focused on God and His Word than as we come up towards Christmas and we remember His interruption in the natural events of this world when He came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 1, it talks about Jesus coming into this world. Do you know that when the angel told Mary that she was going to have a son and that she would call him Jesus, it shocked her because she was a virgin. It shocked her fiancé, Joseph, as well. It says in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 1 in the Bible, "And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly." Put her away in those days, the word that's used here refers to divorce, and they had to actually divorce once they were betrothed in those days. It says, "But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place, that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Well, Jesus, "you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus is a form of the word Joshua, which means Savior. Well, that's what Jesus is. Call him Savior because he's going to save us from our sins. He came to rescue us from our sins. Do you know that sin destroys your spiritual life? It works like cancer, often unseen, until its destruction just gets too big to hide. You know, Christians do still choose to sin, but Jesus' presence in our lives has freed us from sin's domination. Now we have the freedom to choose Christ as our leader and live that incredible life that God has designed us for. But sin in the life of a person who has never found forgiveness in Jesus Christ, sin separates you from God. God's great justice demands that he has to sentence us to ultimate spiritual eternal judgment, separation from him. But do you know that Jesus intercepts that justice? Because he was born as a man and was without any sin of his own, he's qualified to take our place, taking God's justice. Why? So that we can be forgiven and fellowship with God. Why don't you turn to Jesus right now? Receive his forgiveness in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.